奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
我们今天早上要来讲路德记的信徒。
This morning we shall discuss on the topic believers in the book of Ruth.
路德记是大家很熟悉的一篇经卷。
The book of Ruth is a book which most of us are familiar with.
里面记载一个家庭的故事。
And it records the story of a family.
这不只是他们的生活故事。
This is not just a story regarding their life.
也不只是他们的爱情故事。
And not just a story of their love.
里面的爱情的确是很感动人的。
Because the love story in this book of Ruth actually moves us.
但是更重要的是它说明的他们的信仰故事。
But what is more important is that it talks about the story of faith.
他们怎样从离去信仰到归回信仰。
Talks about how the point where they departed from the faith and to the point when they return back to the faith.
怎样从信仰上的失败到信仰上的得胜。
And from the failure in their faith to the success of their faith.
也说明了怎样由不相信到满心相信。
And also talks about a heart that is full of disbelief to a heart that is full of belief.
所以虽然路德记里面没有记载什么轰轰烈烈的大事大神迹。
Therefore, although there isn't great miracles that are recorded in the book of Ruth,
也没有什么大先知或者伟人
or neither is there any great prophet or great man,
他们就是跟我们一样普通的家庭普通的人物，但是却表现出不普通的信仰跟不普通的爱情。
They're just like us normal people having a normal family, but what they manifest is an extraordinary faith.
因此路德记跟我们信徒来说是非常的平易近人的。
Therefore, the book of Ruth to us believers is something that is of close relationship.
让我们感觉到，事实上我们人人也都可以达到这一种的地步，也可以追求达到这一种的完全。
It enables us to feel that we are able to pursue unto this perfection.
不像有一些经卷，让我们感觉到这好像是那一些所谓超人英雄才能够做得到的。
Not like the other books where it mentions about.Things that only heroes can accomplish.
所以我喜欢路德记，因为我是个平凡的人。
Therefore, I like the book of Ruth because I'm just a commoner.
但是你知道吗？在犹太国里面
，But you know that in the land of the Jews,
有几卷经书是很特别的。
There are a few books that are special.
当他们在庆祝他们的大节期的时候，一定要诵读的。
That when they are celebrating their feasts and festivals, they have to recite these passages.
路德记就是他们要诵读的一卷。
And the book of Ruth is one book which they have to recite.
里面包含很多宝贵的教训。
And in it, there are many precious teachings.
也许我们都已经听过，但是可以作为我们的思想和检讨。
Perhaps we have heard most of them, but it can be for our consideration again.
尤其是书里面的主角，可以说是代表了现今各式各样的信徒。
Especially the main character in the book of Ruth, which who can represent different types of believers.
有些成功的，有些是失败的。
Some are successful, some are failures.
有些是软弱的，有些是刚强的。
Some are weak, while some are strong.
有一些是有爱心的，有一些是自私自利的。
Some are those who have love, whereas some are selfish.
有一些离去信仰，放弃信仰，可是有一些却是坚持信仰。
And there are some who have given up on hope and departed from their faith, and there are some who held on to their faith.
所以求主帮助，让我们能够来学习路德记中的信徒。
Therefore, we ask the Lord to help us that we may learn from the believers in the book of Ruth.
请看路德记第一章。
Look at Book of Ruth chapter 1.
我们读第一节到第三节。
From verse 1 to 3. Ruth chapter 1 verses 1 to 3. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons.The name of the man was Elimelech. The name of his wife was Naomi. And the names of these two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons.
好，这就是路德记里面的这个家小家庭。
This is a small family that is recorded in the book of Ruth.
读了这一段，你有什么的感想呢？
After reading this passage, what thoughts do we have?
这些不是常常发生在我们的周围吗？
Isn't this scenario always happening around us?
好，那么先讲一位其中的一位信徒。
We first talk about one of the believers.
就是以利米勒。
That is Elimelech.
他也就是这个家庭的一家之主。
And he's also the head of this family.
以利米勒可以说是一个有理想、有目标的人。
Elimelech is a man who has a goal in life.
你从他的名字就可以知道。
And from his name you can know it.
因为以利米勒的意思就是我的神，我的王。
Because the meaning of Elimelech is my God, my King.
也可以说我的神就是我的王。
And we can also say that my God is my King.
所以既然他取这样的名字，就是代表他有这样的信仰，也有这样的目标。
Since he has this name, therefore it means that he has this goal in life and he has this faith in him.
在我以利米勒一生当中，神就是我的王。
That as Elimelech in my whole life, God is my King.
我要遵守他的命令。
And I want to obey his commandments.
我要荣耀主。
And I want to glorify the Lord.
这是一个很好的理想，也是一个很正确的目标。
And this is a very good goal and aim.
可是，在信仰的考验里面，他却失败了。
But in the test of faith, he failed.
他不能够坚持他的理想，也不能够坚持他的，也改变了他的目标。
He cannot hold on to his dreams, and he changed his goal.
所以他成为一个失败的信徒。
Therefore, he has become a failed Christian.
而且他没有办法反败为胜。
And he's unable to turn this failure into victory.
因为他最后死在摩亚地了。
Because in the end, he died in the land of the Moab.
所以他是一个有理想，但是却是彻底失败的一个信徒。
Therefore, he is one believer who has dream, but is an utter failure.
我们今天信主的人都有这种的理想。
And we as believers of the Lord also has this dream.
也有这个目标。
And we also have this goal.
要不然他为什么要受洗归入主的名下呢？
Otherwise, why should we want to be baptized in the name of the Lord?
但是理想是要去实现的。
But dreams have to be fulfilled.
目标是要你去达到的。
And our aim or goals have to be strived in order to attain it.
而在这个过程当中有许多的考验。
And in this process, there are many tests.
那唯有经得起考验而坚持到底的人才能够得胜的。
And only those who can stand up to a test and those who can endure, they are able to have success.
那么为什么以利米勒会失败呢？
Then why is it that Elimelech can fail?
我们要了解他失败的原因，来作为我们一种的警戒。
You must understand the reason for his failure as a warning to us.
归纳起来，他失败的原因有两方面。
To summarize, there are two reasons for his failure.
一个是外在的原因，一个是内在的原因。
First is external factors, and second is internal factors.
外在的原因就是说环境的影响啦。
External factors means factors that is surrounding him.
当时的环境是怎么样的环境呢？
And what is the surrounding around him at that time?
第一节里面记载，那个时候是士师秉政的时候。
The first one is because it was a time when the judges ruled.
士师秉政的时候又是怎么样的时候呢？
And what are the situations like when the judges ruled?
你读士师记，你就明白那是一个怎么样的时代。
When we read the book of the Judges, then we are able to understand the time.
21:25说得很清楚。
Chapter 21:25 it says clearly.
士师记21:25。
So just chapter 21:25.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
At that time there wasn't a king in the land of Israel, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
以色列中没有王。
The Israelites did not have a king.
也换句话说，每一个人就是王。
In other words, everyone is a king to themselves.
只要你的拳头够大
，as long as you have enough power，
或者你的声音够大
，or your voice is loud enough，
你就可以做王了。
Then you can be a king.
就算你拳头声音都不够大
，even though you do not have enough power or your voice is not loud，
可是在你的家里面
，but within your family，
你就是最大的。
You are the greatest.
你要怎样做就怎样做
，and you shall do what you like.
所以你读士师记，真的是让你感慨万千的。
Therefore, when you read the book of Judges, you feel that it is a very sad thing.
真的是一个胡乱的时代。
It was indeed a generation that was without law.
没有规矩，没有原则，没有道理。
There was no truth, there was no principles, and there was no law and order.
个人任意而行。
Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
想做什么就做什么。
And what they want to do, they do it.
看起来很自由
，It seems that they have freedom，
但事实上这是一种的放纵。
By actual fact, they are giving way to the law。
我们今天的时代也是这样的时代。
The generation of today is the same。
如果我们去干涉一个人的行动
，If you want to interfere in the action of somebody，
他会控告你啊
，He will sue you。
你侵犯了我的人权呢
？You have stepped into my rights。
我在英国的时候，有一些顽皮的小孩子啊。
When I was in England, there was some mischievous child.
当他的妈妈反对他们做这个做那个的时候
，When their mother objected to them doing certain things,
你知道他们怎么对他的父母说吗
？You know how did they say to the parents?
他告诉他们的父母
，They said this to the parents.
你知道吗
？Do you know?
你已经侵犯我的自由了。
You have already stepped into my freedom.
你知道什么是人权吗
？You know what is human right?
我可以控告你的，虽然你是我的父母。
I can still sue you, although you are my parents.
你听到这一种的话。你不知道好气好啊，还是好笑好
？When we hear such words, we don't know whether it is funny or whether we have to be angry.
你不要以为这是21岁的大男孩或者大女孩讲的话。
Do not think that this is the words spoken by 21-year-old.
这些是12岁的小孩子讲的话。
It is spoken by children.
有一些孩子有10岁，他就会学大人讲这种话了。
And some children who is only 10 years of age, they can learn to speak like adults.
没有真理的自由。真的是自由吗？真的是人权吗
？If they do not have the freedom of the truth, is it really human right of true freedom?
这的确是一个任意而行的时代。
And this is just a generation where everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
在这种风气之下，你是随风飘动，还是你能够站稳你的立场呢
？Under this trend, are you able to stand firm in your own stand?
请看提摩太前后书的第三章。
The Second Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章
Second Timothy chapter 3
第一节到第五节
From verse 1 to 5 Verse 1 But know this, that in the last day perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.Having a form of godliness by denying its power, and from such people turn away.
我们的眼光跟保罗的眼光不同，就是在这里。
And we have different eyes. We have different eyesight from that of Paul.
我们讲到末日的危险，我们就讲到核子战争啦、啊，那么核子的辐射啦、啊，那种的后遗症讲的可怕啦、啊，怎么凄惨啦、
啊、When we talk about the dangers of the last time, we refer to those concerning wars and the effects of wars.
但是保罗说这一些并不可怕
But Paul said these are not threatening
因为这些最多只是伤害肉体消灭肉体而已
Because these incidents only harm the flesh
没有这一些我们肉体一样会消灭的
Because without this our fleshly body will still be destroyed
可是真正的危险的是能够消灭我们的灵命的
But what is true danger is that can destroy our spiritual life
而许多人却在不知不觉当中已经进入这一种的危险还不知道
I mean, many people have stepped into such danger unknowingly.
今天医学的普遍啊，让我们每个人都懂得预防自己。
Today, the widespread of medical knowledge has enabled us to defend ourselves against sickness.
突然间摸到有一点的硬块，我们就紧张得不得了了。
Suddenly, when we feel a hard lump in our body, we become very anxious.
这种的敏感的确是需要的。
And we must have such sensitiveness.
预防总是胜过治疗的。
But prevention is better than cure.
但是在灵性上，为什么我们却没有这一种的敏感呢
？But in our spirituality, why do we not have such sensitivity?
这里记载的这一切
，and the things that are recorded here,
不是很普遍的吗
？Aren't they very common?
你打开眼睛，你就可以看得到了。
When you put on the sunglasses, you're able to see all this.
不要说的那么远，就在我们的周围，我们的家庭里面。
Do not have to see far, just look within our family.
我们都可以看到这一些危险的东西存在。
We can also see such dangers lurking around.
这个风气已经是变成这么样的普遍。
And the trend has become such a common fact nowadays.
我们把这些事情都变成是很自然的。
And we have treated such actions as natural.
所以我们也不会怎样的在乎了。
Therefore, we do not care much about it.
就算你想要在乎，你也无能为力啊。
Even if you want to, we so concerned for it, we can do nothing much.
这个世界就是这样了。
Because the world is as such.
所以我们只好任凭它，只好接受它。
Therefore, we can only accept it and let it be.
而在不知不觉当中
，and unknowingly,
我们就变成第五节里面所说的结论。
They become what they summarize in verse 5.
因此，我们只有金钱的外貌。
Therefore, we only have to form a godliness.
我们只有来到会堂敬拜神。
We can only come to church to worship God.
但是，一离开了会堂
，But when we leave the church,
我们所表现出来的
，all our actions and behavior,
就是这种世界败坏罪恶的风气了。
Are these actions that corrupt the world?
这一些通通都是离开违背敬虔的意识的。
And all these behaviors departs. All these behaviors are not of the truth.
耶和华真的是我们的王吗？
Is Jehovah truly our king?
好像以利米勒一样。
Just like Elimelech.
在这一种事实秉政的时代。
In the days when the judges ruled.
人人都任意而行。
Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
他也一样任意而行了。
And Elimelech was the same.
他明知道搬到摩亚地是违背信仰的。
He knew that by moving to the land of the Moabites, it is against his faith.
但是他不考虑这一切了。
But he did not consider all this.
他只是考虑性生活的问题。
What he considered was only affairs of his life.
只要得到满足，只要得到财力，这又有何有什么要紧呢？
As long as he can attain wealth and be satisfied, what does it matter to him?
因此他改变了。
Therefore he changed.
什么信仰的理想，什么信仰的目标，他都放在一边。
And the dreams of his faith and the goals of his faith he has put aside.
随波逐流。
And he go according to the trend.
另外一种的环境就是国中遭遇的饥荒。
And another scenario is a time when there was famine in the land.
也许这一种自私秉政、这一种任意而行的风气，并没有真正逼到他要离开。
Perhaps maybe the reason when the judges ruled the land, or when there was this corruption in generation, that was not the main reason why he wanted to leave.
可是偏偏在这个时候遭遇饥荒。
But at this point of time, there was a famine.
伯利恒的意思是粮食之家。
The meaning of Bethlehem is a land of abundance.
你住在这一种的环境，真的是不忧愁、不忧愁的。
When you live in such a land, then there's no worry over food.
因为畜产丰富啊。
Because the land is full of produce.
可是谁知道在这个时候却遭遇到饥荒。
But who knows, at this point of time there was a famine.
那这就产生很多的问题啊。
And many problems arise.
是不是这个地方已经不再是神祝福的地方啊？
Is this a place no longer blessed by God?
如果这个地方不再是神的祝福的地方，那我应该怎么办呢？
If God no longer blesses this place, how
can I do it? 伯利恒还是神应许之地吗？
Is Bethlehem still the promised land of God?
虽然这个城很小，
although this is a small city,
可是有君王要从这里出来啊。
But a king shall arise from this city.
这个应许是真实的吗？
Is this promise still true?
所以这产生了很多的问题。
Therefore many doubts arise.
那么他的结论，
and his conclusion,
大概神已经不祝福这个地方了。
Maybe God no longer bless this land.
如果神祝福，为什么让他遭遇饥荒呢？
If God still bless this land, why is there a famine?
让我们的生活艰难。
That our life may be in difficult situation.
如果我不赶快离开，
If I do not quickly move away,
我死定了。
I will surely die.
我的钱财会用完的。
And my wealth will be used up.
趁着财富还没有用完。
And while I still have some wealth with me,
我应该赶快寻找另外一个地方。
I must quickly look for another new place.
这样我还可以继续的富足生活下去。
So that I can continue to live abundantly.
所以他就离开了伯利恒。
So he left Bethlehem.
到摩亚地区了。
I went to the country of Moab.
环境有时候真的会逼一个人违背信仰的。
Sometimes our surroundings truly cause someone to turn against his own faith.
这种的失败的确是让我们可以同情和了解。
And such failures can enable us to pity and to understand the person.
但是同情和了解并不是代表我们同意或者赞或者支持。
But to be sympathetic towards the person doesn't mean that we agree to their action.
因为主耶稣知道我们所遭遇的。
Because Jesus Christ knows what we are going through.
而且他已经事先告诉我们。
And he has told us beforehand.
我们走的信仰的道路是一条十字架的道路。
Because the journey of our faith is that of the path of the cross.
有时候我们希望慕道朋友来相信福音。
Sometimes we wish that our friends and observers come to believe in the gospel.
我们就是讲福音的好处。
And we talk about the benefits of the gospel.
而我们福音的好处除了永生以外，我们强调很多在肉体上的福气。
And besides the benefits, one of the benefits of the gospel is salvation. We also talk about many other benefits.
肉体得到平安啦，疾病得到医治啦，贫穷得到祝福啦。
Our physical body when sick will become healed and we shall become wealthy.
那当我们处在这一种的环境的时候，
And when we dwell in such circumstances,
这就是我们的盼望啦。
And this is our hope.
所以我们就相信了。
So we believe in the gospel.
因为我们听到很多的见证。
Because we have heard of much testimony.
很多的道理都是强调这一方面。
And many of the truth emphasizes on this.
那如果真的神按照我们所说的支票就兑现的话，
And if God were to accomplish what we all preach,
那我们当然很高兴，他也很高兴。
Then we shall be very happy, and our friends shall be happy as well.
但事实上，很多时候我们开出去，通通都是空头支票，拿不到钱的。
But in actual fact, when we open up, when this is not always the case.
所以当国中遭遇饥荒的时候
，Therefore when there was a famine in the country,
你所说的祝福完全没有实现呢、啊。
And when the blessings which you talk about is not fulfilled,
所以他就怀疑了。
Therefore he began to doubt.
所以他就跌倒了。
Therefore he fell.
这是谁的责任呢
？And whose responsibility is this?
所以有一句话讲得很好。
Therefore there's this saying which is quite true.
他说那个拿撒勒人耶稣，他们有欺骗我们。
That this man of Nazareth, Jesus, he did not deceive us.
他没有蕴藏他手上的钉痕。
He did not.
他没有蕴藏他手上的钉痕。
He did not hide.The scars on his palm.
他告诉我们
，She told us,
你如果要跟从我
，You want to follow me,
你要背起十字架来跟从我
，You must take up your cross and follow me.
这是一条苦难的道路
，This is a path of suffering.
这是很小又很窄的道路
，It's a narrow and a difficult path.
但是我告诉你
，But I tell you,
这条道路的结局就是永生
，The end of this path is salvation.
十字架的苦难就是荣耀的冠冕
，The suffering of the cross is a glorious crown.
但你必须要经过这一个阶段的
，But you must go through this process.
保罗也是很清楚这样告诉我们
And Paul told us this very clearly,
人要进入神的国
If man wants to enter into the kingdom of God,
必须经历许多的艰难
He must go through much suffering
凡是立志要过敬虔生活的人
And those who desire to lead a godly life
他也一样要经历许多的考验
He shall face many tribulations
所以主耶稣说
Therefore Jesus said
不只是饥渴慕义的人有福
Not only those who thirst for righteousness they shall be
还要懂得来为义受苦
And they must also know how to suffer for righteousness' sake.
这种人才是真正有福的。
And such people are truly blessed.
所以在信仰遇到饥荒的时候
，Therefore in our faith when we meet with famine,
这种是让我们痛苦的。
It gives us much pain.
在这个时候你要明白
，At this point of time, you must
understand. 这就是我的考验的时候了。
This is the time that I'm facing a test.
当然我们不想考试。
Of course, you do not be hate exam.
我从小读书，我就是怕考试。如果读书不考试，那么多好啊！
And since young, I've hated exam. Study because of exam. If there's no exam, how good it is?
如果读书不考试，那还读什么书呢？
But if there are no examinations, then why are we studying?
那就好像我现在这样自修就好了，那是不用考试的。
No, I just that I can study on my own. We do not need exam.
那你没有文凭，你也没有肯定。
And we do not have a confirmation in qualification.
信耶稣如果没有考验。
And if we do not have test, then we believe in our Lord.
那是怎么样的信徒呢
？Then what kind of believer are you?
那就是做一个慕道者好了。
Then we may as well just be an observer.
你可以自由自在的。
You can stay at your own freedom.
可是你要做耶稣基督的门徒。
But if you want to be the disciple of our Lord Jesus,
你要接受这个信仰。
You want to accept this faith.
而这信仰里面一定有这种考验的。
And in this faith, there are such testing.
我们常常知道我们要从水和圣灵重生。
And you always know that you must be reborn of the water and of the spirit.
但是耶稣却告诉我们
，But Jesus Christ still tells us,
我们还要经过火的重生的。
You must also undergo through the baptism of fire.
那边不叫重生呐、啊，那叫做火的洗礼啦、啊。
This is to be baptized in fire.
不管是火的洗也好，火的重生都好，总是不好受的。
So to be reborn, to be reborn.Of fire or to be baptized by fire, this is not a good feeling.
请看雅各书第一章
，See the book of James chapter 1,
第二节到第四节
，verse 2 to 5. James chapter 1, verses 2 to verses
第二到第四节。
So James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
我们在苦难的时候。我们多数都会忍耐的。
In our times of suffering, most of the time we will endure.
问题就是在忍耐多久。
But the question lies in how long can we endure?
我们不是不能够忍耐。
It is not that we cannot endure.
但总有忍无可忍的时候啊。
But there will be a time when our endurance comes to a limit.
而且我们告诉自己。
And we tell ourselves.
问题不在我了。
The problem does not lie.
是我已经忍得太久了。
It is that I've endured for such a long time.
现在不是我过分，是你过分。
It's not that I'm being too much, it's just that you are being too much.
所以有时候我们也会这样埋怨神啊。
Therefore, sometimes we murmur against God.
你为什么让我们受苦这么久呢？
Why do you allow us to suffer for such a long time?
你到底还在那边吗？
Are you still there?
我还是你所爱的人吗？
Am I still someone loved by you?
所以我们会产生很多的胡思乱想的。
Therefore, we are, in our minds, there are many thoughts arising in us.
这一些疑惑就让我们的信心崩溃了。
And such doubts causes the downfall of our faith.
所以雅各长老提醒我们。
The father James reminded us.
忍耐也当成功。
That those who endure, they may be successful.
如果我们忍耐到一半。
If our patience is until the halfway point,
我们不是前功尽废吗？
Then all our work has been wasted.
如果是这样，那从一开始就不要忍耐了。
If this is so, then we may as well do not enjoy it from the beginning.
既然要忍耐，也已经受了这么多苦。
If you want to endure and you have really suffered so much,
为什么不忍耐到底呢？
Why don't you endure all the way?
不是信耶稣的人就得救哦。
It's not that those who believe in the Lord will be saved.
耶稣说。
Jesus Christ,
唯有忍耐到底的人才能够得救的。
Only those who endure to the end will be saved.
信仰是好的。
Faith is good.
给你一个正确的目标，一个正确的理想。
It gives us a correct aim.
好像以利米勒一样。
Just like Elimelech.
但是他没有办法忍耐到底。
But he's not able to endure to the end.
在环境的影响之下，他的信仰也受了影响而改变了。
And he was affected by surroundings. His faith also changed.
好，那么另外一个原因是内在的原因。
Another reason is, that of internal factor.
内在原因就是他的思想问题了。
And that pertains to his, way of thinking.
他错在哪里呢？
Where did he go wrong?
我们认为他错就是因为他搬到摩亚地去。
We commonly think he was wrong because he moved to the land of Moab.
这是正确的。
This is correct.
请看《生命记》的二十三章。
在 Deuteronomy 23，
生命记二十三章
Deuteronomy 23，
第三节到第六节
，from verse 3 to 6， verse 3， an Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter the assembly of the Lord, even to the tenth generation, none of his descendants shall enter the assembly of the Lord forever, because they did not meet you with bread and water on the road when they came out of Egypt, and because they hired against you Balaam the son of Beor from Pathor of Mesopotamia to curse you. Nevertheless, the Lord your God will not listen to Balaam, but the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing for you, because the Lord your God loves you. You shall not seek their peace nor their prosperity all your days forever. You shall not abhor an Edomite for his brother. You shall not abhor an Egyptian, because you were an alien in this land.
亚门人和摩亚人严格说起来啊，他们并不是外人。
Strictly speaking, an Ammonite or Moabite, they are not outsiders.
跟以色列人他们都是亲戚来的。
And they are relatives to the Israelites.
他们就是罗德的后裔啦。
And they are the descendants of Lot.
所以他们应该是彼此帮助的。
Therefore, they should help one another.
可是当以色列人受苦难出埃及的时候
，But when the Israelites and leave Egypt,
他们不但不帮助
，Not only did they not help them,
还阻挡他们。增加他们信仰上的痛苦
，and it increases the sufferings of their faith.
而最糟糕的
，the worst was,
他们竟然请巴兰来咒诅他们
，even hired Balaam to curse them.
当然神不允许，阻挡了巴兰的咒诅。
Of course, God did not allow it, and God obstructed the curse of Balaam.
奇妙的把咒诅的话变成祝福的话
，and amazingly, God turned the curse into a blessing.
他们应该醒悟过来
，they should awake.
以色列是神的选民。
The Israelites are a chosen nation of God.
我们不可以咒诅他们的。
We cannot curse them.
神已经出面了。
God has already interfered.
但是他们仍然不会醒悟。
But still they are not awakened.
既然没有办法咒诅。
And since they are unable to curse them.
他们就用美人计来引诱以色列人犯罪。
And they seduce Israelites into sin by making use of women.
结果死了好多的人呢。
And many Israelites died.
他们都很清楚这个历史的。
And they knew this history very well.
神也正式的宣布。
And God also made it clear.
亚门人或者是摩亚人不可以进入耶和华的会。
And Ammonites or Moabites shall not enter the assembly of the Lord.
虽然过了十代，也永不可进入耶和华的会。
Even to the tenth generation, none of his descendants shall enter.
这是很清楚的。
And this is something that is made clear.
以利米勒既然是一个神就是我的王的人。
Since Elimelech is one who has God as his king,
他应该是明白神的律法。
He's one who should understand the law of God.
他知道神的原则、神的旨意。
He knew the will and the principles of God.
现在国家遭受到饥荒。
And now the country is in a famine.
你要解决你的问题。
And you want to solve your problem.
你想要搬家，你想要移民。
You want to migrate, you want to move your house.
这么多的地方可以搬。
There are so many places you can move to.
这么多的地方可以去移民。
There are so many countries you can migrate to.
为什么你要偏偏去摩亚地呢？
Why must of all places must you go to the country of Moab?
当然有它的原因。
Of course, yes, it's a reason.
在当时
，at that time,
摩亚地就是好像一个富足的地方。
The country of Moab is a wealthy land.
正如同罗德看索多玛是一个肥沃又美丽的世界。
Just like when Lot looked upon Sodom and Gomorrah as a land that is good,
他就搬去了
，and he moved to that.
他没有考虑到这是一个罪恶的地方，神不喜欢的地方。
He did not consider the fact that it was a sinful place that God hated.
所以。我们说他的思想错误
，Therefore when we say he has wrong thinking，
就是错在这里。
It is where he has gone wrong in this way。
有时候我们会误解
，Sometimes you may misunderstand。
我们要保守在神的地方
，We want to preserve ourselves in the place that God。
以利米勒的错就是错在他移民
，And Elimelech has done wrong in that he migrated to other place。
移民并不是错的。
To go move to other countries is not a wrong thing.
当一个人遭遇到饥荒的患难的时候
，when one meets with a famine or tribulation，
我们可以应用神所赏赐给我们的智慧，跟他给我们的能力来去改变。
We can make use of the wisdom and the ability given to us by God to change.
那如果我们没有这种的智慧，也没有这种的能力
，however if you do not His wisdom and ability.
他想要改变这个环境
and he wants to change the surrounding.
是可以的
and this is possible.
所以以利米勒他想要搬家
therefore Elimelech wants to move.
并没有错
and he is not wrong.
错就是错在他的方向错了
and where it's gone wrong is that he has gone to the wrong place.
你到一个神咒诅的地方
you have gone to a place where God cursed.
那不是好像你在向神挑战一样吗
？Is it the same as you are challenging God？
你说不可以，我偏偏就要去那边。
You say you cannot move there, and I purposely want to move there.
那边可以给我很多我要的东西啊。
Over there, I can have many things which I wanted.
你的旨意、你的原则又怎么样呢
？So what if you have your will and your principle？
我在伯利恒能够得到这个粮食吗
？In the land of Bethlehem, can I have all this food？
你都不祝福这个地方了。
You no longer bless this place.
那么那个咒诅的地方又有所谓呢？又有何所谓呢
？And so the place where you curse, what matter? What is that of matter？
我看到的就不是咒诅，而是祝福啊。
But what I see is not a curse but a blessing.
伯利恒你说是祝福的，但是我看到就是饥荒啊。
You said Bethlehem is a place of blessing, but it is actually, but what I see is a famine.
所以我们的思想常常按照我们所看到的来作为判断。
Therefore, our thinking always gives us a conclusion. Therefore, what we think always gives us a conclusion.
很多人的失败就是失败在这里。
And many people fail in this aspect.
所以保罗告诉我们。
Therefore, Paul tells us.
我们不是凭着眼见。
We do not live by sight.
我们是凭着信心超越这个眼睛所看得见的。
But we live by faith and we surpass what we can see.
而这个眼睛就是你的思想。
And this eyes is all our thoughts.
所以如果我们在一个困苦的环境里面
，Therefore in a difficult surrounding，
如果神直接帮助我们解决困难
，And God helps us directly by solving our problem，
那就是一个神迹。
Then this is a miracle。
那就是一个恩典。
And this is a grace。
如果神没有直接的帮助。
God did not help us immediately.
神给我们智慧
，God gives us wisdom.
给我们能力
，give us ability.
我们就按照我们所有的来想办法去解决。
Then according to what you have, you shall think of a way to solve it.
我们基督徒并不是一种宿命论者。
And as Christians, we are just not people who dwell on theory.
有些人说，既然神的旨意是这样
，Some people say, since this is the will of God,
命运是这样
，and our fate is as such.
那还有什么话好说呢？
Then what else can we say?
你能够改变命运吗
？Can we change our fate?
啊，所以在这一方面会给我们引起了一些的混乱。
Therefore, in this aspect, there are some confusion.
什么才是神的旨意
？And what is the true will of God?
我离开伯利恒，是不是神的旨意
？When I leave Bethlehem, is this the will of God?
有没有违背神的旨意
？Have I gone against His will?
还是我必须要在这里等？等饥荒，等饿死。
Or must I wait in this land and to die of hunger?
这才是神的旨意。
And this is only this is the will of God.
啊，那关于神的旨意啊
，And concerning the will of God,
拉比向学生讲了一个故事。
The rabbi told his students a story.
这个故事连小孩子都明白。哦，原来神的旨意跟我们人应当做的是这样的。
And even the children understand that the will of God is this, and man must perform this?
有没有听过三只青蛙的故事？
Have you heard the story of the three frogs?
有三只青蛙掉在那个人家做那个乳酪，乳酪知道吗？啊，乳酪的那个奶桶里面。
There are three frogs who have fallen into the container that is used to make cheese.
啊，那个奶乳哦，它还没有形成这个乳酪啦，他们就掉在里面了。
And the solution has not yet formed into cheese and they fell into it.
那么第一只青蛙就说。
So the first frog said,
好掉不掉，掉在这个奶桶里面。
Of all places, I must fall into this container.
如果掉在水桶里面，我就死不了了。
If I to fall into a container that is just of plain water, then I will not die.
既然偏偏要掉在这个奶桶里面，神的旨意就是要我死在这里了。
And yet, of all places, I have to fall into this container, and the will of God is that I must die.
他连跳他都不想跳。
And he did not even think of jumping out.
你要怎么违抗神的旨意呢？
How can we go against the will of
God? 你能够反抗你的命运吗？
Can you go against your own fate?
所以他就在那边。
Therefore he remained there.
死了。
And he died.
第二只青蛙他不相信神的旨意。
The second frog does not believe in the will of God.
他相信什么东西都是要靠自己来的。
What he believes is that everything must be achieved by his own means.
所以他什么都不信。
Therefore he has no belief.
他信自己。
He only believed in himself.
尤其他是跳高的冠军。
Especially he is a champion in high jump.
所以他就发挥他的才干，拼命的跳。
So he made use of his ability to jump.
可是跳不出去啊。
Yet he is unable to jump.
因为没有借力的地方，你是跳高高手，你又怎么样跳得出去呢？
Because there is no anchorage point, so how can he jump out?
所以他跳到连呼吸的力气都没有，死掉了。
And he even use up all his strength so that he do not have much strength to breathe anymore and he died.
他奋斗的精神是可佩的，但是他的思想却害死了他。
And the spirit of fighting is admirable, but he died.
他死了，他思想害死他。
But his thinking caused him to die.
那第三只青蛙。
And the third frog.
他在想。
And he think to himself.
为什么我会掉在这个地方呢？
Why is it that I fall into this place?
那我既然掉在这个地方了，我应该怎么办呢？
And since I'm in this container, how shall I do?
这个青蛙是信神的，所以他就向神祷告了。
And this frog believes in God and he prayed to God.
可是没有天使把他提出去啊。
But God did not send an angel to lead this frog up.
那要怎么办呢？
And what must he do?
他有跳，可是跳不出去。
He did try to jump, but he is not able to jump out of it.
那他就在那边等待。
Therefore he waited.
神有神的旨意的。
God has his own will.
所以他就继续在那边游。
And he continued to swim in the solution.
游到没有力量了。
And when he do not have much strength left.
那会淹死的。
He will drown.
但是他保存最后的力量，把鼻子都可以伸出来。
But with his last strength left, he lifted his nose above the water level.
经过好久的时间。
After some time.
他的脚好像踏到硬块了。
He felt his feet stepping onto something that is hard.
他出力一踩，真的是有硬块顶住他。
And when he exerted some force, truly there are some solid material that is supporting him.
原来这个乳酪已经慢慢硬化了。
No wonder this cheese solution has become hardened.
尤其当他一直不断的搅动。
Especially when he continues swimming in it.
硬块的形成就比较快了。
The process of hardening is sped up.
所以他非常的高兴。
Therefore, he's very happy.
他就用力一踩，他就真的跳出去了。
And he used his whatever strength that is remaining in him, and he jumped out of it.
拉比就是用这个故事来告诉那些小孩子。
And the teacher used this story to tell to the children.
这就是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
以致我们人要怎样顺服神的旨意。
And how shall man go according to the will of God?
他用英国人所讲的一句话。
He used the saying that is he used an English.
神帮助那一些肯帮助自己的人。
God helps those who help themselves.
你从圣经里面看。
From the Bible you can see.
有一些是很特别的例子，是神亲自触动的。
There are some special cases where God interfered directly.
但这种的例子不是很多。
But such examples are not many.
而很多的例子都是以色列人要相信神自己踏出去的。
And many examples are based on the fact that the Israelites believe in God and they lifted themselves out of trouble.
要踏出去需要一种的勇气。
And you want to step out of it, you must have.
而这个勇气就是建立在神那一边。
And this courage is built upon God.
神会帮助我们的。
God will help us.
我们尽我们的力量。
We fulfill our ability.
神会帮助的。
God will help us.
因为其他我们控制不了的，那我们就交托给神好了。
Because the others are not within our control, and we have entrusted everything to God.
要不然神给我们智慧做什么呢
？Otherwise, why would God want to give us wisdom?
因此，我们要明白神的旨意。
Hence, you must understand the will of God.
所以在困苦当中。
For in terms of difficulties,
我们要尽我们的力量来去解决事情。
We must make use of our ability to try to solve all of.
但是在解决的当中
，But while we are trying to solve our problem,
有一个原则
，We must have a principle.
不可以不择手段。
Do not be unscrupulous in our ways.
我们什么都可以做
，We can do everything.
但是所做的合不合乎神的旨意呢
？But whatever we have done, are they according to the will of God?
意思就是说。
In other words,
有没有违背神的教训呢
？Are they against the teachings of God?
比如我现在失业了。
For example, now I'm without job.
是神的旨意让我失业吗
？And is this the will of God that I'm jobless?
那我要找什么工才合神的旨意呢
？And which job shall I find to fit into the will of God?
如果神有声音跟我讲
，If God speaks to me,
既然你失业了，那你就做传道好了。
Since you have become jobless, why do you become a teacher?
教会要请人。
The church wants to employ some.
那我说啊，教会的饭不好吃。
Then I say the rice given by the church is not tasty.
我想吃比较容易一点的。
I want to eat something that is easier.
那外面有很多。
And there are many outside.
那你自己去选择了。
And so you go and choose it.
那你要选哪一样才合乎神的旨意呢
？And of which type is it according to the will of God?
啊，神启示你，啊，你去经店做很多经啊。
And God gave you a revelation that you go to work in the ghost shop. There are many ghosts inside.
那你就去金店做呢
？And so you work in the ghost shop.
啊，不过金店也有很多，有一些金店是要杂乱的。
But there are many ghost merchants.
有一些
快。That cheat people.
有一些金店要 closing down 的。
Oh, there are some ghost shops that are on the.Of closing down.
那你要祷告神啊，哪一间才比较有前途光明呢
？And then we have to pray to God to ask God which one this go shop should we work in.
那神是不是又要告诉你哦，你要去东边的那一个金店吗
？Then do you expect God to tell you that you must go to the one in the east?
是不是这样才叫做神的旨意
？Is this the will of God?
当然，在圣经里面，你看到一些例子，神直接告诉那个人你要做什么，你要到哪里去。
Of course, in the Bible, you can see that sometimes God told the person directly what you must do and where you must go.
那是神直接告诉他们的。
And God told them personally.
那是一个特别的。
And this is a special case.
神特别告诉你应当怎么做。
God specially tells you what you should do.
但并不是每一个人都是这样的。
But not every one of us can have such.
对普天下的信徒来说。
And to believers on the whole.
神的旨意已经说明在圣经里面。
The will of God is really in the Bible.
比如说在工作。
For example, in our work.
做正当的生意
and be engaged in lawful job.
这就是神的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
所以我要进入哪一行
？Therefore, what line shall I go into?
那就按照神给我的环境、我的能、头脑、我的体力各方面来去衡量，我适合做吗？我有能力做吗
？Then according to the talents and ability given to us by God, then we shall gauge ourselves and to see which type of job is suitable for us.
如果有一样可以赚到很多钱。但是这个却是违背道理的。
But if there's this job that I never asked to earn a lot of money, but it's against the truth.
比如说开赌馆，我是包赚的。
For example, when I open a gambling shop, I will definitely earn money.
那是我们可以去开赌馆吗
？But can we open such a shop?
我不赌啊。
I do not gamble.
我完全是以赚钱为目的，生活嘛。
And my aim is only to make money.
我就放几百万下去投资。
Therefore, I invest in a few million.
有别人去打理
，and we let other people manage the.
这是我生活的方式，我没有赌啊。
This is my going, my direction in life, and I do not gamble.
但是这是违背神的旨意的。
But this is against the will of God.
所以圣经告诉我们
，Therefore, the Bible tells us,
你做正经的事业不违背神道理的，这就是合乎神的旨意的。
That if you are engaged in lawful businesses and do not go against the teachings of the Bible, then this is the will of God.
那讲到婚姻也是一样的。
And this is the same as regards to marriage.
如果你以为你很特别
，If you think you are special,
我的婚姻是要由主耶稣告诉我的。
Then my marriage must be arranged by our Lord.
连我的父母告诉我你应该娶谁，介绍谁给你都没有用。我要主耶稣告诉我你应该娶什么人，我应该嫁什么人，啊，我才娶，我才嫁。
And even if your parents will tell you who you should marry, you do not want to listen. You only want to listen to who God tells you you should marry.
如果是这样，那就你去慢慢等啦。
And if this is so, then you have to wait.
因为我不能够讲什么，因为你要问神啊。那神要不要答应你，我不能够替神答应你的。
Because we can't agree upon who you should marry. You have to wait to God to tell you that personally.
那我们怎么才知道这才是合乎神的旨意呢？
Then how shall we know that this is according to the will of God?
神的旨意并没有说他会告诉你你要嫁谁，你要娶谁，有吗
？The will of God did not tell us that it is that if the will of God is not such that He should tell us what we should do.
没有啊。
He did not tell us.
但是他有告诉我们他的旨意。
But He did tell us, from the Bible what.
他的旨意就是我们要有共同的信仰。
His will is that we must have a common faith.
尤其对以旧约的以色列人来说。
Especially to the Israelites.
你要知道你是神的选民。
You must know that you are the chosen nation of God.
你不可以跟外邦人结联合。
You must not come together with unbelievers.
恐怕你的信仰会被改变，会被影响。
Lest your faith and belief will be changed.
你要保存你们的圣洁。
You must preserve your purity.
对犹太人来说
，and to the Jews,
神讲得很清楚的。
God told them clearly.
这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
所以犹太十二个支派
，therefore, out of the 12 tribes,
只要你喜欢，只要对方同意
，as long as you like and they are,
你们就可以结婚了。
Then you can marry.
哪一个支派都不要紧。
It doesn't matter which tribe you marry into.
这就是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
啊，但是如果你选择外邦
，But if you were to choose a Gentile,
那已经违背神的旨意了。
And you have gone against the will of God.
所以神的旨意说得很清楚了。
Therefore, the will of God is made clearly to us.
那对我们今天来说
，And to us today,
也是一样啊。
This is the
圣经也有圣经的原则。
The Bible has its own.
娶嫁在主内
，To marry within the.
信和不信的勉强一起生活
，And you were to live together with the non-believers.
会增加很多的痛苦，很多的斗争，也会有很大的危险。
This will only bring about many painful pain and suffering and dangers.
当然，你可以反驳，就算我们娶嫁在主内，难道就没有吵架、没有离婚、没有危险吗
？Then we can argue that does it mean that when we marry the Lord, there won't be any argument and quarrels?
但这并不是一个辩论的问题。
But this is not something for us to debate.
这是一个原则的问题。
This is a principle.
我们如果有共同的信仰
，If we have a common faith,
走同样的道路
，and we walk on the same path,
才能够同心，才能够同行
，then we are able to have one heart and one mind.
要不然，你总有一方要放弃的。
Otherwise, one of the spouses will have to give up.
而婚姻并不是我们的绝对，并不是我们人生的目标，那只是一个过程。
And marriage is not a goal in life, it's just a process in our life.
而信仰才是我们人生的目标。
And faith is something which is our goal.
如果为了这一个而失败了
，And because of this, we have failed.
放弃了信仰，改变了信仰。
And we have given up our faith and changed our faith.
这不是很可惜吗
？Isn't this something that is pitiful?
哎，所以所谓神的旨意。
Therefore, we talk about the will of God.
其实并不是很难的。
It is actually not very.
圣经都已经告诉我们了。
The Bible has told us.
它的原则是什么
？What is its principle?
那我们就应当在考虑任何的东西的时候
，Then when we consider everything,
我想要这样做
，When I want to do this thing,
但是神又怎么样说呢
？But what is God's point of view?
如果你真的不知道
，If you truly do not know,
你没有听过这个道理
，And you have not heard of such sermons,
那你真的是无知啊。
Then you are ignorant.
无知可以原谅的。
And this is something which God can forgive.
因为他真的不明白。
Because he truly does not.
可是你明白道理是怎么说了
？But if you understand what the truth says.
但是你却不愿意按照道理去行。
And you're not according to the truth.
你只考虑自己的满足。
And we only think of our own satisfaction.
好像以利米勒一样。
Just like Elimelech.
他不知道吗
？Didn't he know it?
他知道的。
He knew it.
但是他只要得到他所要的。
But he just want to lay hands onto what he wants.
所以他把神的道理、神的旨意、神的原则，通通都放在一边了。
So he has put aside all of God's will and His principles.
我们是不是也是犯上这个的错误呢
？And do we sometimes commit this mistake?
也许他有一个很安全的想法。
Maybe he has a safe thought.
我只是暂时到那边。
I go there. I only go there for time being.
啊，等到饥荒过了。
And when the famine is over,
我会全家搬回来的。
The whole family will move back.
哎，也许他并不是真的要违背信仰了。
Maybe it is not true that he really wanted to go against.
这可以说是一种很灵巧的妥协方法。
And this can be said to be a method of compromise.
啊，那希望神能够谅解了。
And you hope that God can understand.
那看起来神好像谅解他。
And it seems that God understood him.
因为半路上并没有天使拿出一把刀来，你不可以再走了。
Because on his journey, God did not send an angel to stop him.
哎，所以他还是平平安安的到摩亚地去。
Therefore, he suddenly arrived.To the country of Moab safely.
而在那边也很快就可以适应环境，也可以继续生活得很快乐。
And over there, he's able to adapt to life there very quickly.
所以在这个时候，我们会自己幻想的。
At this point of time, you think to yourself.
大概神会同意我这一种妥协方法吧。
Maybe God will agree to my compromise.
因为我们以为一切的顺利就是神的旨意，就是神喜欢的。
Because you think that, as long as we are successful in our action, this is what God likes.
所以我们常常会用这样来解释。来安慰我们自己。
Therefore, we will use this to comfort ourselves.
但是真的是这样吗
？But is this truly so?
得到的钱财，真的生活就快乐吗
？If you have wealth, is it true that your life will be happy?
你看到一个家庭
，You see a family here.
到最后怎么样呢
？And what is its ending?
他后来有两个儿子。
He has two sons.
但是这两个儿子的名字
，But the two sons, the name of these two sons,
一个是软弱，一个是多病。
One means weakness, and the other one means.
最后也死掉了。
In the end, they died.
家中如果有一个一直病不好的病人
，In the family, if you have one who is always sick,
真的是大家都痛苦跟忧伤啊。
This is the sorrow and grief of everyone in the family.
我们有时候牙痛，但我们没有天天牙痛，也没有牙痛了一年。
And although we have toothache, but we do not suffer from it the whole year.
我们痛一段时间会有休息的时间的。
It is only a short period of pain and it will cease.
但是如果天天年年几十年都是这样，你怎么受得了呢
？Every day and every year, it is like this. How can we stand the pain?
可是当他发觉的时候，已经太迟了。
But when they discover it, it's really too late.
所以他得到的钱财，得到了丰富的土地，但是他得不到神真正的祝福。
Therefore, although he has obtained wealth and obtained abundant land, but he did not obtain the blessings of God.
他以为只是暂时的妥协。
He thought that his compromise was only for time being.
很快我就会回来。
And very quickly I will come back.
但是他却没有想到他回不来了。
But he did not think that he is not able to return.
时间真的能够任由我们自己选择和支配吗
？And can time is time really under our control?
我们当然想啊。
Of course we hope to have it.
但事实上常常只是想的美而已。
But sometimes we only have this wishful thinking.
时间由不得我们来支配的。
And time is not within our control.
他回不来了。
He cannot return.
越陷越深。
And the more he got deeper and deeper into it.
也许起初还有一种的责备，一种的不安。
Maybe in the beginning he has this rebuke and rebuke within himself.
但是到最后连这一些都没有了。
But in the end he does not have such anymore.
死就死吧。
And if I was to die, then let it be.
也没有想到要悔改，也没有想到要回头。
He did not think of repenting. He did not think of turning back.
他就是这样，死在摩亚地了。
And he died in the land of Moab.
所以以利米勒实在是让我们感觉到一个可悲也可惜的人。
Therefore, Elimelech is one character whom we pity.
他并不是一个坏人。
He is not a bad person.
他为家庭他负责任。
And he's responsible for his family.
他想办法解决家里的困难。
He tried to think of means to solve.
脱离这个饥荒。
To get away from this famine.
这不是证明他是一个好父亲、好丈夫。
And this proves that he's a good husband and a good father.
负责任的人。
And he's a man of responsibility.
在信仰上，他有理想。
In his faith, he has this dream.
或者说，曾经有理想。
And he used to have this dream.
耶和华神就是我的王。
The God is my king.
但是在环境。跟时间的考验
But under the test of time and surroundings,
他不能够坚持到底
He is not able to endure to the end.
所以希伯来书的作者这样勉励我们
Therefore the author of Hebrew encouraged us
请看希伯来书第三章
The Hebrews chapter 3
12节到14节
Verse 12 to 14 Hebrews chapter 3 verses 12 to 14 Beware brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.For exhort one another daily, what it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
我们看到有一些本来有信心的人，到最后他们却把永生的神离去了。
You have seen some who used to have faith, but in the end they have departed from the true God.
所以要保守我们不要进入这一种的失败。
Therefore, in order to preserve us from such failures,
我们总要趁着还有今天，天天彼此相劝。
We must exhort ourselves daily while it is called today.
免得有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
跌倒并不是一下子的。
But before, it does not mean our fall will be for a short time.
人家说冰冻三尺会一日之寒呢、啊。那个冰河、哦、结冰结成那个河流的水结冰三尺哦，不是一天可以完成的。
Or people say that the river, it does not take one day for the waters in the river to be frozen.
是慢慢形成的。
It is the process is slow and continuous.
一点点的妥协就会越陷越深。
A little compromise will cause us to fall deeper into sin.
所以我们要保守自己。
Therefore, we must preserve ourselves.
要将起初确实的信心坚持到底。
And to hold fast the beginning of our confidence.
那我们在基督里就真的有份了。
Then we shall become partakers of Christ.